You talked about the boom in population. Is that because of resource development? Is it because what's behind that? How do we understand where these people are coming from and why they're interested in Tromsø?
Yes. You're also talking to the former president of the University of Tromsø from 2002 to 2013. So I may not be totally objective, but I think this is the key fact. And we have a university that was established in 1972, and that has created most of the growth and most of the interest. So an international university taking care of medicine, physics, language, culture, and being very international, now with more than students from more than 100 countries, and just was number 199, top 100, 200 on the Times ranking of international universities. That is the key factor, and we do have, as a consequence of establishment of the university, we have a university hospital, which is high standard and can provide services almost in the quality and quantity of Oslo hospitals, which take care of everything. So the only thing we send and should send to Oslo is heart transplantation, kidney transplantation, liver transplantation. But we do heart surgery, we do brain surgery, we do advanced things. So within 5 to 10 to 15 minutes, most of the inhabitants of this city, almost 70 degrees north, high above the Arctic Circle, is within the services you can get at Harvard Medical School. Then after the establishment, different institutions, also state-financed, by the Norwegian government. For instance, the Polar Institute, the Farm Center, and some national centers of marine and other kinds of food established in the city contributes to the growth and its internationalization. And then also now quite a number of private companies, for instance, the satellite communication and surveillance is a very, very big industry and still growing.